Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuasembom. In our top stories, administrative officials in Fundi Division have cautioned media men and women against using their platforms as outlets for people inciting riots and hate speech in the country. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to accept the resignation of his Prime Minister Gabriel Attal this Tuesday night following their centrist party's defeat in parliamentary elections. Those were our top stories. And now the news in full. The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications will hold a press briefing tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. at the Yaounde Hilton. The focus of the briefing will be on the launch of the 2024 AgriTech Innovation Challenge. The initiative will bring together top project owners, ICT experts, as well as stakeholders in the agricultural sector to present their projects and compete for different prizes. Arts and Culture Minister Bidum Kwat has encouraged the people of Sawo Kotoko Ethnic Group to make known their culture in all its diversity to the population of Yaounde. He made a statement during an audience granted the members of the organizing committee of their Arts and Culture Festival to take place in November at the Esplanade of the National Museum in Yaounde. Speaking to CRTV's Achu Fizu, after the audience, the head of the organizing committee, Omar Ali, explains how the event will be organized. Take a listen.
The people of Yaounde will be expected marching, dance, exposition, conference, more presentation of our culture, and some other special thing that we are going to present to the Cameroonian at the moment, because it is the sacred, and I call all the Cameroonians to come to discover this antiquity culture, which is called Sao people, and here in Yaounde, because it's the first time that we will organize it here in Yaounde, to come to discover our culture at the end of this year.
Elsewhere, a delegation of chiefs of Boya and Fako Division headed by the president of the Southwest House of Chiefs, Chief Dr. Atemi Bako, has encouraged the population of Bwassa to remain calm, vigilant, and to continue trusting in state institutions. They were speaking during an evaluation visit to Bwassa Village Palace, which was partially burned down during the early hours of Monday, July 15, by unidentified attackers. Charles Abuno reports from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
Calm has returned to Bwassa village more than 24 hours after the fire incident at the chief's palace. A delegation of traditional rulers of Fako Division have been to the palace to evaluate what has been destroyed by the flames. They discovered that a room and its contents were destroyed by the fire incident. The delegation of the traditional rulers was led by the president of the Southwest Regional House of Chiefs, His Royal Majesty, Chief Dr. Atem Ebako.
Whoever does not like the chieftaincy institution as part of the administration of Cameroon must leave violence. Come out in the day and tell us why you don't like the chieftaincy institution, the role that we chiefs play in making sure that there is peace, there is development, cannot be underestimated.
A note believed to have been left by the authors of the incident was discovered at the palace. His Royal Highness Chief Eko Ngange Isaac is the president of the Boya Chiefs Conference.
If our colleagues slept in the palace, it would have been a different story we are saying now. The state is taking all necessary measures to make sure that the culprits would be put into book.
Traditional rulers of Fako Division have strongly condemned the attack and have called on the population to remain calm. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
From Boya, we come back to Yaounde, where the senior divisional officer for Fundi says anyone who uses a media organ to call for riots or incite hatred and threat to public order will not be allowed to reside in the Fundi division within a given time frame. Emmanuel Marek Jijek raised the alarm today in a press briefing with media men from public and private outlets. Maimuna Njure reports from CRTV Center. Some journalists who attended this Tuesday's press briefing in Yaounde raised eyebrows as to why the SDO for Fundi would outrightly declare that anyone found guilty of incitation to public chaos through the media will not be allowed to sojourn in the Fundi division. But as a guarantor of social order, Emmanuel Mariel Digden assured that this warning is not a direct threat to a particular person or a specific media organ, but simply a reminder for journalists to make conscious choices regarding the guests they choose for their debate programs. The SDO added that his intention is not to give directives to journalists, but simply to remind them of the need to respect the ethics and deontology of their profession, while at the same time remembering their social responsibility. Public and private media representatives who followed the 30-minute alert from Fundi's SDO agreed to be more prudent when conceiving their programs and reports. Also in attendance was Françoise Mbango, who has been chosen as one of Radio France International's consultants for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris beginning July 26. Maimouna Joya, CRTV Center. In more news, members of the steering committee of the project Support for Changes in the Cotton Basin of Cameroon and the Support Program for Rural Development that aims at promoting sustainable production systems adapted to climate change while curbing unemployment in rural areas have held their third session of the program. The session was chaired by the Vice President of the Steering Committee, Mr. Fudama, in the presence of key partners of the program. We have details of that story with Julius Neba.
The result of the tripartite cooperation between Cameroon, the European Union, and the Federal Republic of Germany, the ABC PADER program, intends to improve on the economic performance of the private agricultural and livestock sectors in the country. This third session of the program permitted the different actors involved in the execution process that takes into account the specificities of production linked to climate change to evaluate the modalities of application and progress made in line with the recommendations of the first two sessions. Fudama is vice president of the steering committee.
At the end of the 2 years implementation of the project, the realization is about 71% technically and 52% financially.
Discussions during the third session also centered around proposing possible measures to be taken for the urgent correction of failures and the capitalization of successes to achieve the expected goals of the program. Aliou Abdoulaye is national coordinator of the Cameroon-European Union Cooperation.
The objective of the program also is to see how was the level of execution of the program and also see the opportunities for the future, because we have to capitalize on what have been done for 3 years.
Perspectives and recommendations, which require the involvement and effective participation of all stakeholders, the harmonization of the steps and modalities to consider in order to ensure the sustainability of the program. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
And from the North region, we go over to the Northwest region, where children aged between 6 to 18 are being trained in robotics, Microsoft, content creation and photography this holiday period as a way of preparing themselves to the fast-growing job market. Parents say with the social unrest, it is imperative youth get acquainted with the recent technological development and contribute in creating peace-driven content. Veronica Aji reports, visited some youth training facilities in my three neighborhood of Bamenda and put together this report.
One country that begins with an M, one will pass.
The holiday period in Bamenda is gradually becoming a time for talent discovery for parents and children who have chosen skill acquisition, according to Dr. Menkem Dirandi, CEO of Noble Arts Entertainment.
We wanted to provide them with these skills that are going to, you know, prepare them. They're also going to be learning graphic designing, of course. So our whole idea is to empower these young people. You know, this is like the pilot phase of the project.
In a fast-growing digital world, content creation is on the spotlight.
Stana Clifton, I am 14 years old. I'm hoping that at the end of this month, I may become like a very good content creator or a graphic designer.
I'm 14 years old. I choose to focus on photography because photography is an art of telling a story using images, and it can be used to communicate to the population using visuals.
Some are fine-tuning content creation skills, while others are into documentation.
I'm called Josepha. I head of the education creativity campaign over the radio and through a flyer, and I decided to bring my children here. A lot of work is going on at home. My children can do PowerPoint presentations.
In the My 3 vicinity in Bamenda, parents and teachers have embraced the talent-based approach, with Sylvester Ngan, Regional Pedagogic Inspector for Physics at the Northwest Delegation of Secondary Education and promoter of EduCreate, an education clinic, to explore capabilities of children.
We receive parents here, we work with them to know who their kids are, identify the core skills that they can invest in their kids, and we'll give them a learning prescription. We have already seen children that distinguish themselves greatly in robotics, and so we're already looking at getting a specialized learning prescription for all of them.
During the third term holiday, holiday classes and farming are still very much practiced in the Northwest region. So too are instructive holiday programs as a way of preparing children to an AI future. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Any news out of Cameroon, French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to accept the resignation of his Prime Minister Gabriel Attal this Tuesday night following their centrist party's defeat in parliamentary elections. According to French media reports, Mr. Attal is set to remain in place as head of a caretaker government for the Paris Olympics, which start in 9 days' time. A left-wing alliance that won the 7 July election has so far been unable to agree on the potential candidate for the post of Prime Minister. In sports, Cameroon has never won more than one medal in an Olympic Games edition. The 6 athletes to represent the country in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, France, will attempt to change the narrative when they open their campaign in the Games that will kick off in 9 days. The most promising athlete of the team is that of the flag bearer, Emmanuel Essime, who is the 100 meters gold medalist in the African Games, Islamic Solidarity Games, and the Francophonie Games. This will be the 31-year-old's second Olympic Games appearance. Harrison Ashu with that story.
Essemi's going to take this one.
Born on the 17th of August 1993, Emmanuel Essime Alobwede is arguably Cameroon's greatest sprinter in the 100 meters track. The athlete, who trains with Sporting CP Athletic Club in Portugal, has been at the peak of his career in the last 2 years, winning gold medals at the 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, the Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana. He also smashed Cameroon's all-time record of 10.8 seconds last year in Switzerland at the Resist Sprints International Meeting, where he recorded a personal best of 9.98 seconds. Emmanuel Essime also has pedigree in 200 meters and 4x100 relay races. His first Olympic appearance was in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, where he competed in the 200 meters race and was knocked out in the semis. Barely few days to the start of the 2024 Olympic Games, the aspirations of millions of Cameroonians lie on the shoulders of Emmanuel Essime, who will be competing in the 100 meters race.
Harrison Ashu with that report, and that brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yusembom. Marie-Claire Messier-Kobina and I will be back at 11 p.m. for the bilingual news summary. Stay with us.